Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. It's an infinite resource, but you only get so much. The richest man on his deathbed would give all of his wealth for just a little more. It goes so slow forward, but so fast in reverse. It's your most important tool to leverage for wealth, health, healing, and relationships. Now, if you use it poorly, you'll put yourself in a prison of regrets. But if you use it wisely, you'll live your perfect life. Welcome to a discussion about my obsession, time. My name is Craig Ballantyne. I'm the host of Early to Rise Radio, and you're going to get massive breakthroughs in today's session where I'm going to make you 10 hours a week. That's right, make you 10 hours a week. We're not going to try and find time. We're going to make time. It's going to be a total game changer here so that you can make more money and work less and improve your workplace and build the life of your dreams, all right? Welcome to Early Rise Radio. It's totally ad-free, and the reason why it's totally ad-free is because it's brought to you by my game-changing book, The Perfect Day Formula, How to Own Your Day and Control Your Life. Now, if you don't have this book, please go and get your free copy at freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast. Now, lately, I've been doing a lot of corporate training and speaking. So I was in New Orleans speaking to 130 dentists. I've worked with real estate companies. I've worked with food service companies overseas. So I can do my training on Zoom or I can do my training in person. And when I was in New Orleans, I said something that made light bulbs go off in everybody's eyes. And it was when I told them that too many high performers like them have turned their morning routines into perverse forms of procrastination. And they all got a little laugh out of that. And then we dove deep into what I'm going to share with you today. So you're going to get the top ways to make 10 hours per week. Not fine, but make 10 hours per week. So you create and expand the opportunities that you have. And it's all part of the new message I've been teaching about building your business around your life and not your life around your business. Too many of my friends in the entrepreneurial world have become lost warriors. And lost warriors, you want them on your side, that's for sure. Because they work hard and they can grind and they can hustle and they can get up early and they can work late and they can be focused. But here's the thing is most lost warriors don't know exactly what to do because they haven't taken and made the time to step back and do the big thinking about what to do next. So my friend, before we get deeper into the ultimate guide to working 10 hours less per week, I want you to take a piece of paper out, and don't do this if you're driving, of course, unless you're driving one of those Tesla trucks. I think you can drive one of those Tesla trucks and get away with anything. But if you're not driving a Tesla truck right now, then please, please don't do this if you're driving. But otherwise, get out a piece of paper, and I want you to answer this question. What do you want to accomplish in the next 12 months? What's the biggest thing you want to accomplish in 12 months? When we're having this conversation at the end of next year, what are you going to say, Craig, I wanted to accomplish this and I did it. What is it? Is it starting a family? Is it getting your business to $1 million per year, your personal income over $100,000 per year? Is it writing a book? What's going to be your biggest accomplishment in the next 12 months? Just one accomplishment. Because I don't want you to list 20. That was a mistake I made back in 2007 when I was making the mistakes of, you know, building this to-do list that was 2 pages long, you know, a goal list on New Year's Eve that had, you know, it was single spaced, but it was like 10-point font, and I had so many things I wanted to accomplish that year, and I got frustrated because I couldn't accomplish them all. And I did accomplish great things, but I was still frustrated. And so I realized, you know what? Singularity of focus is key. And my mentor, Mark Ford, taught me that as well. So what's the number one thing you want to accomplish in the next 12 months? Now, flip this. Flip this. And now the second question is, what would be your biggest regret if you don't accomplish a specific thing? What will you regret most in the next 12 months if you don't accomplish it? I don't know if they're necessarily going to be the same answers. They're the same things that you want to accomplish. You might say, oh, you know, the number one thing I want to accomplish in the next year is writing my book or building my business. But then I say to you, well, what would be your biggest regret if you don't accomplish a certain thing in the next 12 months? And you might say, oh, if I didn't have enough time for my family, if I didn't make time to grow my relationship, or if I, you know, let my kids drift away from me in their teenage years, or if I wasn't able to make it to a family wedding. Okay, so notice that. Notice that. We're gonna make sure that we make time for both of the sides of life, but I just want to make sure that you realize that the things you will regret in life are not necessarily the things that you are chasing if you miss out on them. So next, for both of those, you know, if you want to accomplish this thing and you don't want to regret this other thing, what are the biggest obstacles that stand in your way? So what stops you from making that accomplishment, and what's the obstacle that could lead you towards regret? Now, if you've ever done any of my workshops or my trainings, you know that I have what I call the billionaire time matrix, and I talked about this in the Perfect Life Retreat. And in the billionaire time matrix, there's four questions, which I will share with you in a second. But I've been building out a new matrix, one that's a higher level thinking approach to our time. And I have four new questions. So if you built a little matrix of four boxes in front of you, you know, draw a big square and then break that up into four boxes. In the top left, I want you to put the question, what can you and only you do in your business? So imagine, like, if you had to hire out everything that you do, is there anything that is done in your business? And don't say marketing and don't say Facebook ads, but is there anything that could not possibly be done by somebody else? You know, obviously you have to go and be in some photos or videos or something like that. Maybe you have to show up and lead the meeting because, like, let's be honest, you have to show, or at least be in meetings. You can't just step away completely. But what are the things that only you can do? Maybe there's certain decisions that only you can make. But having said all that, I want you to challenge yourself when you go through that list of all the things that you wrote down. Are there things there that, are you sure that truly nobody else can do them? You might say, make sales calls. Well, listen, if you're the entrepreneur and own the business, there's plenty of businesses out there with salespeople. Like, you know, if no one else could make sales, no business would have more than three or four people in the business. So think about that. Think about that for all the things you wrote down. Even the leading of the meetings, which I said, I don't even know why I said that, because other people can lead meetings. Other people lead meetings in my company. And yes, I'm there for most of them, but not all of them. So what must you let go? Are you still cleaning your gym? Are you still putting up the signs for your open houses? Are there things that you can let go of? Are you still trying to design your own website? Are you still writing all of the emails for your email list? Are you sure you can't let these things go? And remember, I'm not saying that you have to go out and spend $150,000 in salaries, but I want you to understand there are things that you can let go that you're holding on to. And that leads us to our next question, which is very woo-woo, so hold on here with me. But think about, what emotions do you need to release to free up time for you? If you're envious, if you're jealous, if you have no trust, you need to work on releasing these emotions, because think about how much time you waste, how much negative energy leaks out of you if you're envious all the time. And this is an area where so many people overlook it. Maybe you're too exuberant in some cases, and then you completely flip to the opposite side of things and you hit the panic button all the time. Well, those emotions are controlling you, and you're not controlling your emotions. And if you try and be an entrepreneur who thinks that, you know, if you make one sale, it's the greatest day in the world, and if you get a refund, then it's the worst day in the world, you're putting yourself on an emotional roller coaster. And that is just going to suck the energy out of you. And when it sucks the energy out of you, it sucks the time away from you. So the next question after all of that is, what work must you block? In order to achieve these big goals, what work must you block so that you have time for it? And when you have that in place, my friend, when you know, like, hey, this is the work block, this is the only thing that I can do, you're going to get more done. You're going to get more done and get ahead. And this is going to be a game changer for you. Now, for those other things that you don't need to do, for those other obstacles in your way, we're going to spend the rest of today's show going through the steps for systematic destruction of distractions and of those things that do not serve you, so that you can be so much more effective. You can stop being that lost warrior. You can get out there and get more done. I have a lot of other people that are dreamers and not doers, and they say that they want to achieve something, but then when you look at what they're doing in their life, they are not taking action. They have big visions, but no implementation or execution. Sometimes it's because they don't have time, but in most cases, it's because they don't have a plan. And then again, there's my lost warrior friends. They have a bit of a plan, they don't have a plan. They have the skills to work hard, but they don't have the plan. So what I want to give you here now is the plan to make more time. The first thing I want you to do is create the time journal. If you've never heard me talk about the time journal, it's a super powerful, very informational, and absolutely effective way of identifying where you are losing precious minutes and moments in your life. Now, the time journal is going to teach us three things. The very first thing that the time journal is going to teach us, and actually the way that it works, is that you keep a time journal every 20 minutes over the course of the day, every waking hour. So if you wake up at 6 a.m., you put on your time journal 6 a.m., 6:20, 6:40, 7 a.m., 7:20, 7:40, et cetera. And all through the course of the day, you write down how you're feeling, what you're doing. What you're doing, how you're feeling. And you might find that you're doing things because you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And that's the HALT acronym that my friend Bedros Koulian taught me, that he learned from his psychologist, his therapist. And when you are hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, you act out. And it's the same with our time. We might find that at 11 o'clock in the morning, we are acting out by going on social media because we're lonely or tired. We've been working for a while. Well, he just had a snack and can't blame it on hunger. We're not that angry yet. It's only 11 in the morning. So why are we acting out? It's because we're lonely or we're tired. And maybe if we just went for a walk for 5 minutes outside, got some sunshine, or maybe if we quickly said hello to somebody and caught up with somebody, then boom, we'd be back on track. So the time journal teaches us, the first thing that it teaches us is our OCD loops, and that's where we get off track. So when you fill that stuff out, you'll identify that. The second thing that we learn from our time journal is magic time, the time of day when we're three times more creative, productive, and energetic than at any other time of day. And when you know your magic time, it is an absolute game changer in your life. Because if you know that you are three times more productive, energetic, and creative at 10 o'clock in the morning, you'll stop doing email at 10 o'clock in the morning and start working on the hardest thing in your business. And over time, my friend, that will add up so that you become a productivity machine. When you match your energy with your efforts, when you match your actions with your body's biological clock, that is a huge, huge leverage point for you. If you're trying to do your hardest work at a time of day when you're tired, or if you're trying to do something when you don't have mental clarity and focus and it requires it, you're going to pay the price. And I don't want you to pay that price, okay? So the time journal teaches us the OCD loops when we are doing obsessive compulsive behaviors because we're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired that are wasting time. It helps show us our magic time. And then it also shows us our hourly value. So for example, if you make $100,000 in a year, your hourly value at a 40-hour work week is $50. Now, the thing is, if you're working a whole lot more than that, but still making $100,000 a year, every single hour you work, obviously your hourly worth goes down. And you should probably know like how much you should be getting paid per hour. Or even if you're on salary, like let's say you're a team member listening to this, and you make $60,000 in a year, you're supposed to be getting paid $30 an hour, 40 hours a week, essentially, over 50 weeks. That's how it works out. 30 by 40 by 50 is basically 30 by 2,000 is $60,000. And if you're working a whole lot more hours, your hourly worth is going down. And holy cow, the next thing you know, some entrepreneurs and some people working too much unpaid overtime can actually be making a minimum wage. I know it's a scary, scary thought. So what we need to do is make sure that we know what our hourly worth is. Now, the other thing is that once we know what our hourly worth is, then we can make the right decisions on how to use our time and when to invest in saving our time. For example, if your hourly worth is $50 an hour and it's a Saturday morning and you could either cut your lawn, which you don't like, or you could work a little bit on your business and generate some income, but you always have thought, you know, I got to go and cut my lawn. I want to save some money. You got to realize, first of all, you don't like it. You're spending money and you could be doing something else that generates more money. And it's easy to make that decision when you know your hourly worth. In fact, what I tell people to do is when they find their hourly worth, I tell them to double it. Double your hourly worth. So if you're an entrepreneur making $50 an hour, you shouldn't do anything that somebody else can do that costs you less than $100 an hour. Because you might think, oh my goodness, well, it's only 45 minutes to cut the lawn. But it's not just 45 minutes. It's you thinking about cutting the lawn and not liking it. It's you getting prepared to cut the lawn. It's you getting the gasoline for the lawnmower. And if you can find somebody to do it for much less than that, get it done so that you have more time for your family, friends, your finances, your faith, your fitness, your hobbies. So that time journal can be so valuable when you identify your hourly worth in addition to your OCD loops and your magic time. Now, I've just tried to convince you to say no to things. And that brings me back to the billionaire time matrix that I've been teaching. There are four questions. And again, I'm going to have you draw a square and then break it up into four boxes. And in this billionaire time matrix, we are making 10 hours per week. This thing alone is a game changer. And you, even if you have heard of this, if you were at the retreat and did this, you should be doing this at least quarterly. Because it's almost like you need a time enema here, okay? You need a teeth cleaning of your time. Because our good habits that we may have built on January 1st, they erode over time. And the next thing you know, we find ourselves doing the things that we said we'd never do again, like watching four episodes of Netflix every night, or going from, you know, four glasses of wine to no glasses of wine. Now we're back to four glasses of wine per night, and that can really get you in trouble. So our good habits degrade over time, and that's why we need to go through the billionaire time matrix and answer these four questions probably once every quarter. So the first question is, what do you hate doing? What do you hate doing in your day? Now, you might hate doing something that nobody else could possibly do. Well, that's totally fine, but is there a better time of day for you to do it? And so the example that I give you is, for me, as a writer, I love writing in the mornings, but I hate doing calls in the morning. And yet, when I started my coaching business, I started doing a bunch of calls in the morning for my clients that were in Asia and Australia and all over the world. And I would get so upset the night before, thinking, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? I want to be writing at that time, but I got to take a call. And then I got to prepare for the call. Oh, this is the worst idea ever. And so I'd lose all that negative energy at night thinking about the time call that I had the next day. So not only did I lose the hour of the call, I also lost an hour the day before thinking about it, plus the preparation the next morning. Foolish, foolish Craig, naughty boy. So I had to say no to that. And you'll find something that you're doing that you hate. It might be something you can stop completely. It might be something you can delegate, or it might be something that you simply move on your calendar so that it's a better use of your time. Now, the second question in the top right of the billionaire time matrix goes like this. What should you stop doing? What should you stop doing that if you did not give it to anybody else, your business would not suffer? What should you stop doing? Well, the answer is a lot of things. And for me personally, I was doing so many podcasts on my virtual book tour that I started doing these shows for people with 50 listeners. And think of all the time wasted and what I could have done better with those 2 hours, you know, because a podcast is maybe an hour and then it's all the preparation of you know, getting set up and doing the bookings and then setting up the microphone and all this stuff. Well, listen, if I just keep on doing that for 50 people, I'm going to be wasting my life. I'm going to be doing podcasts all day long to reach 500 people. It's foolish. I could be using that time to film YouTube videos, which are seen by tens of thousands of people. So what do you need to stop doing? I had to stop doing small podcasts. Maybe you need to stop gossiping. Maybe you need to stop listening to 14 different podcasts. Maybe you need to stop drinking. Maybe you need to stop watching too much television. Maybe you need to stop hanging around certain people. Maybe you need to stop discounting your greatness. Maybe you need to stop letting the imposter syndrome take over. Maybe you need to stop saying that you're no good at sales. Maybe you need to stop being late. Maybe you need to start doing something else and stopping a bunch of things that are holding you back. Now, in the bottom left of the time matrix, we say, what is not my job? What is not my job? What is not my job that somebody else could be doing because they can do it better, that I don't need to be doing it, that it's not that big of an impact if I do it or somebody else does it? Maybe it's customer service. Maybe it's sales. Maybe it's video uploads. Listen, there's so many people all over the world who can work virtually for you, who can do video uploads, customer service. We have people in multiple countries, from the Philippines for customer service to London, England for some of my podcast stuff. We have people in Australia doing work, New Zealand doing work for us. Listen, that's just how the way the world works right now. And you can go to websites like freeup.com and upwork.com and find people to do a great job of low-skill tasks and sometimes even high-skill tasks for a very moderate amount of money for the North American lifestyle, because it's just arbitrage. They can do a skill that saves you money, but they get paid an amount of money that's actually great money to them. That's just the way the world works today. And so you should delegate away some of the things that you don't need to do. So what is not your job? Write it down. Editing your book? Listen, you write the book, you don't edit it. Heck, I didn't even write all of the Perfect Week formula. All I had to do was tell the stories to my writer, my co-author, Austin Gillis, and he crushed it. Our best book yet is what most people have been saying. So you don't even have to write your own books. It's amazing. Now, bottom right, what are your distractions? What are the things that you must cut from your life? What fence do you need to build around yourself to keep yourself out of trouble? So for me, it's Instagram. And what I do, I build the fence around myself by putting my phone in another room in airplane mode, turned off in a desk drawer. There's four levels of the fence that I have to get over there in order to get online. And oftentimes I find myself over one, two, or even three of them, but never going all the way. So keeping things out of sight, out of mind is so powerful, as I've talked about before, with your local environment, which is everything within arm's reach, and your global environment, your environments in which you put yourself and the network with which you surround yourself. So my distractions I eliminated by building a fence to protect me. And you can do the same for you. Next, after we've gone through that time matrix, there's a few questions that we need to ask. And the questions really go like this. What's the first step that you can take to fixing these problems right now? Well, for me, with the morning calls, all I had to do was use a calendar link, and it made my life so much easier. Just simply planning. Hey, you know what? Just don't allow anybody to book a morning call with me. And now, because it's not on the calendar, I never lose that time. And I've made it. I've made it back. I've saved it, made it, created, expanded, whatever it is that you want to say. It's a game changer. Same as when you delegate or stop doing a task. And you can do that without hardly any cost to you. If you stop doing something, it really shouldn't cost you a penny. And I've given you plenty of ideas for delegating. Even with our salespeople, highly paid people on our team, they only get paid commission on the sales that are made. So you can find people out there who I call hired money guns, mercenaries, who will do email copywriting for royalties, who will do sales for commissions. Think about that. There's different ways to play this game, which you can leverage into more time, even if you have to pay a little bit more money out. In some cases, you won't have to pay more money out at all. Paid on performance, you only pay when you make money. That's the beautiful thing. So look for those opportunities. Look for those opportunities also to step away from things that do not serve you. People, environments, places, problems. There shouldn't be that much drama in your life. And it shouldn't be created drama. Listen, if somebody gets in an accident, there's nothing you can do about that. But if somebody's creating drama, saying things, making things up, projecting things in their mind on you, even though they're not true or they haven't got all the facts, you got to get away from that. You got to step away as quickly as possible. You also have to step away from your electronics from time to time and learn how to build new strengths and disciplines so that you are not losing your time. And that's why I recommend people do what I call a reset detox on the weekend. Just get away from your phone, your electronics, your computer for 3 hours on a Sunday. Almost anybody can handle this. And when you're able to do that, you stop reaching for your phone as much. You start to identify the patterns and behaviors that cause you to waste time. And to waste time is to waste your life. And we never, ever want that to happen to you. So when you have the reset detox and you step away and you build a fence and you cut all that negativity from your life, you'll have more energy, which maybe you can't quantify how many hours that's going to make you, but it's huge. Having more energy to dominate your tasks, to realize that you don't have something coming up in 2 hours that you absolutely don't want to do, and that you can be mentally free to work on something more important. For example, today I didn't, use my computer for a very, very long time. And I was able to just sit there and think with pen and paper, and I got so much done on a major project. It didn't even take me that long. And it was freeing. It was freeing. I didn't have my phone with me. I didn't have my computer open. I didn't have anything to bother me, and my mind worked as it was meant to. So make sure you're stepping away and getting that time. You should also step away from your office too, because research shows that our brains work differently when we are in novel environments. And that's why you get great ideas in the shower. And that's why you get great ideas when you're traveling. And that's why you get great ideas at the park. And yet you can't get those same ideas sitting at your computer, staring, grinding, hustling. You've got to step away. And with those tools in place, plus my new book, The Perfect Week Formula, and my old book, The Perfect Day Formula, you are going to be an insanely productive machine in the next 12 months, which then allow you to destroy those obstacles, which then allow you to accomplish those goals. That is going to be everything you need and more. So, my friend, it is an absolute game changer when you can make time out of thin air. It's like you're a time magician. But if you feel like you're running out of time, you're not. You just haven't been shown how to make time for what matters. And that all changed today. So put in place those two matrices. I'm not sure what to say there. But put in place the billionaire time matrix and the new questions so that you make more time today. And when you make more time, you have more positive energy. You can apply it to what really matters, to your health, your hobbies, your finances, your faith, your fitness, your family, everything that you need to live your perfect life. Doesn't matter if you're in debt, you're broke, you're break even, just starting, late for retirement, hitting six figures, grossing seven, whatever. Years ago, time became my obsession when I wanted things to change, when I wanted to stop being anxious, when I wanted to have more control over my life, when I wanted to have more income and impact. And I realized that it was proper structuring of the day, proper scheduling of my mental and emotional energy, and controlling myself in those aspects and getting in place the systems and structure, and it all started to flow so easily. And now I do the same for people like you, and I'm so grateful. And it all comes from time, and I'm doing less and making more and having a bigger impact than ever before, because I've been able to let go of things, let go of certain emotions too. No longer the envious, got to do everything myself person that I was many years ago. So believe in yourself. If I can go from broke farm boy to coach of hundreds of millionaires and hopefully millions of millionaires, and hopefully you being one of them very soon, then you can do it too. You can get to your highest level, your peak performance, no matter where you are starting out from today. And it's all because of the power of hours and how you choose to use your time. If you need a little bit of help, what I want you to do is go and get my first book. If you haven't read The Perfect Day Formula, get it at freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast. That's your first step. Your next step, head over to iTunes, give this a 5-star rating and review. Let us know how it helped you make time, specifically what it allowed you to do. And then send me a message on Instagram at @RealCraigValentine. I appreciate it so much when you share the podcast with your following. And then email me at support@earlytorise.com if you're still struggling, if you're stuck and struggling as a lost warrior trying to make more time to get more done or to get that plan to go and accomplish even more and less work in the next 12 months. If you want to go to the next level, like my clients, Joel Marion, Isabel Price, Shanda Sumter, Bedros Koulian, all 8-figure businesses, if you want to be like them and get to the next level, here's exactly what to do next. Don't waste any time. Go to craigvalentine.com and apply to work with me at my coaching, either at an event near you, I'm going around the world in 2020, it's going to be awesome, or we can do email coaching or phone coaching or our online coaching, our 2x10less.com program. But one way or another, I'm going to make time for your life. I'm going to make time for you to be more successful. And I can't wait to meet you in person and hear about your success story and help you build the perfect business and live the perfect life, because you are unstoppable. And I will see you somewhere in this great world very soon.